Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, recorded in my secret new Philadelphia office. It's very exciting. We're going to do two things. First, going to do a little bit of magic, and then going to talk a little bit about magic. And so if you're not into that, it's okay. You can skip to the next one. But I'm hoping that this will be fairly helpful and also fairly profound. So let's start. If you're in a place where you can close your eyes, and I hope you are, just need you to close your eyes. This will take 3 to 5 minutes. Don't even worry. It's not that long. So I just want you to close your eyes and picture yourself in a space that is completely dark. Not scary dark, just normal, ordinary dark. And you're standing in the middle of the room. And if you have one, your spirit animal is also there with you. If you haven't, you can listen to that podcast later. And then there's also around you the people that you adore most in the world. But it's dark, so you can only feel them. You can't see them. Just imagine those people near you. And then imagine the people that you absolutely adore, but you feel you don't get to see often enough. You can imagine specific faces and names, or you can just feel them around you in the darkness as well. And then I want you to feel everyone that you've ever made laugh in your whole life, from first grade until now. I want you to feel them in the space with you. Again, you don't need names, just feel them coming into the space with you. Then I want you to add everyone whose work you've ever admired. Add them into the space with you. And then I want you to add everyone who's ever admired your work. And you don't get to tell yourself that's nobody. And you don't always get to know their names and faces. But they exist. And you can add them to the space. I want you to add every dog, cat, puppy, elephant, or iguana you've ever loved, touched, petted, adored, laughed at on the YouTubes. And then I want you to add every pet that's ever adored you. I want you to add every human being you've ever talked to and brighten their day. Again, you're not going to know names. They might not remember faces. But over the course of a lifetime, I want you to add every person who's ever purchased one of your products, used one of your services, admired your work, or otherwise been affected by your existence in the world. I want you to add every member of every charity you've ever contributed to, even if it was just a dollar or 50 cents. I want you to add every person that you've helped in some way, even when you didn't want to or it took a lot out of you. I want to add your family, however you define that. And I want you to add all of your friends, maybe their high school friends, maybe their college friends, maybe their elementary school friends. Maybe you don't know how to define the friendship at this point, but it's okay. And it's all of them. It's not only the people now. It's all of them across time and across your lifetime. I want you to feel that space. Don't let your mind wander. Feel that space. Feel all the people that are there with you. Feel all of that love. And let those people that are in the space with you flood your body with love. Because they just want you to know one thing. You matter. You matter to each one of these people. Whether you feel it or not. Whether you know it or not. Whether you're not doing enough or not. No matter how much you beat yourself up. No matter how terrible it is to be you or to be in your brain. You matter. And when the lights come up in this space, I want you to see the extent to which you matter. Nobody gets to stand alone in a dark room here. You are surrounded by these people, by this love, by this work, by these smiles, by these connections, however brief. And you matter. And then in that space, with all those people and pets, I want you to let those people love you for 30 seconds. Let them love you all the way down. There's no agenda coming afterward. There's no drama. There's no big deal. It's just you being loved by all of these people and all of their energy. Past, present, future, all of it. It all matters and it's all here in this space. Let it fill you. Take a breath so deep that you can feel it in your toes and let them love you. Keep letting them love you. This is the very hardest part. We all forget this. We all forget that we're connected. We all forget that we matter. We all forget that we are deeply loved by people and in places where we can't even imagine. That is the wonder and the horror of the internet, that I will never get to meet every single person that I've made laugh, or every single person that's read my work, or every single person that has in some way been affected by me. But if I do this, and if you do this, you get to be in this space with them. Let them love you. Take a good look around. Feel that. Hold that feeling. And when you're ready, you can wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, come back to the room. Come back to where you are right now. Come back to this life. That actually came to me yesterday at the end of yoga when I was in Shavasana, which is when you lay on the floor, corpse pose. And then I was crying all embarrassed-like in the middle of yoga, but nobody saw because it was the end. Everybody skipped Shavasana. So it was just me lying on my mat, like tears just rolling down my face. Because I don't know that I've ever felt so spontaneously loved and adored and cared for in this way that my brain decided was appropriate. And normally that's not what my brain does. Normally my brain is an asshole. But this was lovely. So you can use this anytime you want. Come back to here totally. And remember that people really fucking care about you, whether you know it or not. And you're enough, whether you know it or not. And you matter, whether you know it or not. And you're going to forget, and you're going to need people to remind you. And that's okay. That's part of being human. But when this gets to you, and it gets you all the way to your core, it's really, really beautiful. So that, as an example, is an inward journey, and that's kind of what I do here, inward journeys, and taking a look at the places where we hold ourselves back or where we fuck with ourselves in the name of being better, quote-unquote better at life, but then it doesn't work out because we didn't really want the things that we said we wanted anyway. So how do we discern what we really want from what we think we want? And how do we discern the things we should be doing in business from the things that everybody else says we should be doing in business? And that is where I wanted to talk to you about the M School, which is on the sale. And so let me just share with you like this, that lots of our society makes us feel broken or wrong for our inward turning impulses. And we're sold external results like money and shiny hair and thigh gaps and cushy houses. But the inward results, like a sense of peace or of knowing you're on the right path, are the only ones that really matter. Just like that exercise, if I had it as a bullet point, it would be like the one way to feel better than you've ever felt in your entire life and know you matter, which would be some amped up sales page bullshit, but I could just walk you through it and you could feel it, and then I don't have to make it into a bullet point. Because those things, when you go on inward journeys, when you go all the way in and you aren't scared of what you'll find, that allows you to inhabit your magical nature, and it allows you to achieve inward results that silence the shame that you feel for being weird or odd or magical in the first place. Know what I'm saying? So all my years of coaching and teaching are where M School comes into play, and it helps you figure out what are your magical bits, what are your muggle bits, and what are you showing the world right now? Odds are that it's muggle. How do we bring more magic into your business life? And how do we use inward results to turn into an outward expression? So if your bio is written in third person, or you haven't sent a newsletter in the last 90 days because you're bored by your own ideas, and 90 days is generous, usually it's more like 6 to 9 months, you need M School. If you're tired of pursuing clear-cut external results like losing 10 pounds or making X dollars, and then you reach those goals and feel disappointed, that's because they're not lined up with your inward bits and you need M School. If you're tired of feeling equal parts broken for your inability to muggle effectively, like mailing stuff is so hard, why? And shy for your weird or your strange habits, you need M School. If you'd like to stop comparing yourself to that person over there who is hashtag blessed, you need M School. This is magical business school for entrepreneurs. You only need to have seen the Harry Potter movies. You don't even have to have read the books. You need to know the word magic, muggle, and Voldemort, and you're basically set. There's a touch of marketing and selling, and there's lots of laughing thrown in. And it's made to help you grow as a human, as an entrepreneur, and as a magical being, even if you don't believe you are one yet. The doors of M School are open for a few more days, and to celebrate, the course is on sale for $149 with the promo code Harry Potter. Harry Potter is in all caps. That saves you $50. It gets you in. You can create the M School summer semester for yourself and really get some shit done. You officially have no excuse for not finding out what Luna Lovegood has to do with the creatures you routinely face in the Forbidden Forest, or why you're really in business for fighting your personal Voldemorts. You're ready to find out what Horcruxes have to do with the ways you're stuck in your business life, and why learning to avoid unicorn blood frees you up with unbounded amounts of energy and mental bandwidth. It's 7 audio lessons that are less than 20 minutes in length, because that's how I roll, as well as a really active Facebook group. Again, it's $149. The lessons are short because they're really dense. I'm not going to blather on. I'm not going to send you 3 emails a week to go with this. I'm not going to do all of those things. And there's a free bonus class called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on August 12th, which is coming out after the new Harry Potter book, which I will read and then make a new M School lesson for. And you get that for free. It's included when you head over to braincampblog.com, click on Courses, M School, and then use the Harry Potter at checkout to save all the dollars. So, go forth, take a look. It's so good, and I'm so proud of it, and it would make me so very happy for you to take part in M School, to keep it short, to listen to the things, to implement the things, to figure out what's keeping you stuck and what that has to do with anything in your life, and then to bring magical and wonderful things into your business. And I don't mean magical like you need to fucking change your logo to a unicorn. I mean magical like you need to acknowledge the parts of you that are the most interesting, the most magical, i.e. the most weird, and then start using them in your business to actively gather clients and move products, which is terrifying, by the way, but which is also incredibly productive, incredibly helpful, and the most satisfying thing you can do in your business. So, braincampblog.com, click on Courses, click on M School. Harry Potter is the code to save $50. Make it happen, people. I'm so, so glad to have you listen to that little bit. I'm at braincamponline@gmail.com if you'd like to talk. And here's the question that has nothing to do with M School, which is when, for my peeps that have experienced depression, that are in it, that are past it, that are through it, that are facing it, whatever, in whichever capacity, I'm trying to figure out what would be helpful to offer people that are going through depression. And the rub is that obviously I have depression, I've talked about it a lot, but that a group of depressed people sounds like a terrible idea, but that you also need to know that you're not alone. And what the fuck does that mean for creating something? If you have thoughts or ideas, or you're like, oh no, I would just want audio files of some kind to listen to, or I would want interviews, or I would want a book, or I would want whatever it is, talk to me, braincamponline@gmail.com. Or hit me up on the Facebook, facebook.com/braincamp. and we will discuss, because I really don't know. I really can't imagine how a community of people that all have depression works, and I need your help. Truly, truly need your help. Thanks so much for listening. I'm going to catch you on next Tuesday. In the meantime, stay well, have a good time. Happy summer, my North American peeps. Go out there, get to it. I love you, and I'll catch you next time.